wild mushrooms, and much more. We're flying in all sorts of delicacies, and you should taste the desserts made with Ghirardelli chocolate. They're incredible. I think the best part of the Gallery San Francisco Food Festival is our Friday night crab bash. We serve huge Dungeness crabs and let everyone crack their own. During the San Francisco Food Festival, we're featuring award-winning wines from Sonoma County's Gundlach Bunchu Winery, exclusively at the Gallery. Come in and taste some San Francisco dishes right here in the Twin Cities. We're open every day from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., and I'll tell you a secret. We've even brought in a little San Francisco fog to the Gallery restaurant. Come see it roll in.
Oh, back to you, Bob, for the sports.
The Minnesota Strikers lost to the Toronto Blizzard last night, 2-0 in Toronto. Sunday's Minnesota-San Diego football game took its toll on the Vikings' backfield. Halfbacks Allen Rice and Darren Nelson were both injured and listed as questionable for next Sunday's game against the Eagles. Nelson has a lot of fluid on his elbow, and Rice suffered a cut on his hand. The Twins beat Kansas City last night in the opener of that three-game series, 4-1, so Minnesota is now one game up on the Royals. Game two is tonight. It's a television game at 7:30. Two games in the NFL yesterday. In the afternoon, Seattle beat Cleveland 33-0. And in the Monday night game last night, Dallas beat the Los Angeles Rams 20-13.
Rats.
That's it in sports.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a sec. Then Paul Douglas has got weather. Hi, good morning, Paul. Oh, it's
no,
Sam.
No, it's, hi, it's Sam. Only me. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, June. Hi, babe.
Hi.
Hi, Darje.
Hey!
Hi.
Yeah, Darje. Kind of. Yeah.
Darje, yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I'm just sitting here. I'm kind of sad the fair's over. Are you?
You're sad that the fair is over?
Yes. Yeah, did you see me? I waved.
I thought that was you, yeah.
I was the one in the Sea Sprite green polyester leisure suit.
You came by the WLOL studios that, when we were on Saturday.
Yeah, I had the cut-off sleeves, the white stitching, and the big grin. Yeah, that was
me.
That was me.
Yeah.
It was a great fair, don't you think?
Yeah, where did you win that teddy bear you were carrying?
It only cost me $210.50, too. Can you believe that?
How did you win it?
Well, by, throwing those little ping-pong balls and making them land, like, on the head of a pin.
Yeah, I saw that game. It's a difficult one.
About 1,283 tries.
The thing about that is,
it's a nice bear.
There's a winner every time, but you can trade like a million small prizes for one medium prize, and 200 medium prizes for one large prize. Anyway, what else is up?
Really? It was neat. I added to my collection of dust balls, fuzz balls, and lint balls while I was out there.
Oh, you did?
Yes. You should come over sometimes. You have a day off.
See your dust ball collection.
I'm thinking, thinking of opening a museum. Charging people, maybe.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. I do love animals. Did I ever tell you that? Are you a member of the Save the Mosquito Foundation?
No. Did you go through the animal barns at the fair?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I hung out there most of the time.
You did? What's your favorite animal that was at the fair?
My favorite animal? With those big roosters.
Big?
Those giant mutant roosters.
I don't remember seeing them.
Yes.
Those are the ones with lips?
The ones with the radiation poisoning. Yeah, boy, they're big.
Say, excuse me. Is Paul around anywhere?
Yes, he is. In fact, I hear him coming even as we speak.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Listen, if you like, would you like to become a member of the Save the Mosquito Foundation?
No, but thanks for offering.
It's dedicated to stopping the senseless killing of millions of mosquitoes. You know, they really do make fine pets. Did you?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's tough getting the leashes around the little heads.
I imagine it would be.
It takes a long time to teach them to heal and stuff. But listen. For you guys, because you're my friends, I like to sell you a bumper sticker cheap. It says, I break for insects.
I break for insects?
Yes.
I'll pass.
Really?
I'll pass too, but thanks.
$1.98.
See if you can get Paul's attention so he can get some what? Okay, thanks, Sam.
Get me up tight with the music.
Up tight with the music, right.
Up with the music.
Okay, bye.
See you. Goodbye to you guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Close the door.
Where have you been? I've been waiting for you've been waiting too.
Close the door, Sam.
Grief. Oh, good.
Hi, Paul.
Why doesn't he call me immediately?
I don't know.
This is embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, listen. It was nothing.
Sort of used to embarrassment.
Have you got a weather forecast?
Funny if you'd ask. Yes, it was right here in front of me. What Sam has been scribbling on it. Gradual clearing this morning. Lots of cool sunshine this afternoon. A high of 68. All the showers are now grumbling into Wisconsin. And I think you can snub your umbrella. There will be some clouds around this morning. But by afternoon, it should be mostly sunny. And only 68. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Patchy fog. 44 in the cities tonight. Upper 30s in the colder suburbs. And I think we will see the first frost of the season late tonight in northern and central Minnesota. Some of the coldest nooks and crannies up there will be near 32. It's 33 now up in Minot, North Dakota. And that is the air mass headed our way. Mostly sunny, pleasant tomorrow with a high near 70, and winds will become southerly by Thursday. Sunny and milder Thursday, a high back up to 76. So it is going to warm up gradually later this week, but it's going to get a little cooler first.
Okay.
Partly clouds and 53 out there right now.
All right, okay. Thanks for the forecast, Paul.
See you guys.
Talk to you later on, okay?
Bye-bye.